This is so cool. It's happened again. For those of you on the radio, we have some very, not quite as young, but not quite old, young disciples up here today. So thank you all for being here. So today, I meant to tell you to bring paper and pencil to take notes, and I forgot. So you're off the hook. But I'm just kidding. These books are here because when I was thinking about what we were going to talk about today and reading the Bible verses, I struggled. And so I decided to get help from some friends of mine who are people just like you and I who decided that they were aware that they are children of God. They are children of the Creator. They became aware of it, and then they decided to explore it and to devote their lives to what it means to be children of God. So my first friend is Eugene Peterson, and the book that I'm going to read to you from just a little bit is called The Jesus Way. And in this book, Mr. Peterson says, getting things done is something that the world is very good at doing. We hardly notice that these ways and means have been worked out by men and women whose ambitions and values and strategies for getting things done in this world routinely fail the in Jesus name test. Once we start paying attention to Jesus' ways, it doesn't take us long to realize that following Jesus is radically different from following anyone else. And then there's my good friend, Barbara Brown Taylor. And in her book, An Altar in the World, that's important, An Altar in the World, here's what she has to say. If you get down on your knees, you are likely to become exquisitely aware of what you are doing. Now, the older you get, the more that will mean something to you. You will not miss much on your knees. Every seed-sized piece of gravel will announce itself to you. Every pound you weigh will impress itself on you. You will miss even less on your belly. Have you ever had a chance to smell the earth across which you are moving? Up close, I mean. Have you ever had a chance to feel the difference between dirt cooled by shade and dirt heated by sun through the palms of your hands? Jesus walked a lot. This gave him time to see things. And because he was moving slowly, they came into focus for him. He took his sweet time. And then there's a really good friend of mine, Frederick Buechner. And in his book, The Remarkable Ordinary. Now, again, that's important. The Remarkable Ordinary. He says, we all have a holy place within us that gets messed up in a million ways, but it's there, and more I find myself turning inward toward that and trying to learn how to be quiet. Or at least, I try to stop those words, that endless dialogue that goes inside of most of us, and just exist somehow in the fullness of the present, and to let whatever is down in that holy place drift up. Last but definitely not least is my friend Dr. Gerald May. And this is from his book called The Wisdom of Wilderness. Mr. May got sick later in his life. And for decades, he had stopped doing something that he really loved, and that was going into the woods So he decided when he got sick that that's what he needed to do. So on his first trip back into the woods, he got everything out of the car, got all settled in, did all the things that people do. And he sat. And after a while, he wrote, "I hear cicadas singing. I realize they've been droning all along, but I hadn't noticed them until now. Now I hear the sounds of now." A little while later, he said, "With a wool hat on my head, all snuggled in, I became aware for the first time that snowflakes do make little sounds." And last but not least, he says, "It can all be an experience within the present moment. All thoughts, images, senses, and feelings all embraced together, all unified in being now. The fact that life can be lived with such presence is a wellspring of endless hope for me. It's a place where you and I dance into realizing our eternal embrace of one another and the earth within God's endless, infinitely intimate embrace of everything. It is soul, S-O-U-L, freedom." Let's pray.